First of all, you may be seated. And thank you today for, first of all, welcome to everyone. I'm Pastor Reinke, and I get to lead the worship today as we confirm Dylan into the Christian faith. Isn't that awesome? Yes. So let's start off today with a prayer, first of all, shall we? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we give you thanks because you have called us as your people. Lord, we ask that you would bless this day. Send your Holy Spirit. Continue to bless us and guide us with your word. And Lord, thank you for your promise and your gift of life forever in heaven. We ask all these things in your holy name as we begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And today, we're going to, if you look at the bulletin today, we start off with remembering our baptism. And this is one of the things, if we talk with Dylan, I'm going to ask you, why do we always begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Because why? It's the what? See, you're probably not used to this answering in church, right? Yeah, yeah. But Deaf Church is very interactive, okay? And so we begin always in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Why? Because in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus says, go and make disciples of all nations. What do you do? What do? You baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then secondly, what do you do? You teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. Well, that's where we're starting off today. Because how many years ago did you become baptized? Probably like 14, right? Like 14 years ago, you became baptized. He met Becky 10 years ago. And so now you were baptized and you studied, and today you get to confirm your faith and say yes. But why do we begin in the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit? Why? Because when you and I were baptized, His name was placed on us. And you and I get to come in here because now you and I, you are His child. All right? Just like you were their child, you are also His child. And so that's why today we begin in His name. Well, today we're going to follow the worship, and it's going to be a deaf worship, so it's a little bit different, but that's why we do it this way. It's easier to sign. So I will do the pastor's part, and then you can respond, and Joni is going to sign the people's part. This is how we often do it for deaf people, because hearing people, they can hold, you know. They can hold and read. Deaf people, it's hard. And so that's why we have a lay reader who then signs all of the people's parts. So let's first begin with confessing our sins together. All right? So please copy and join with me as we say what? We come here because we need God. But sometimes we forget. We are weak. We are stubborn. We lie to ourselves. We do not love God as we should. We do not love other people as we should. We hurt each other. We feel sorry for doing that, and we know our souls are sick from sin. We want new life. Oh God, you give us life. Please heal us and free us from sin.
Give our sins, lead us to life everlasting. Amen.
Now, this is my first time coming back to Texas in 3 years because of COVID. Did you know that? Wow. Yeah, yeah. But I'm sure in that time, you guys have stopped being stubborn, right? No! You haven't? Oh, okay, all right. Well, you stopped hurting each other, right? Yeah, okay, all right. See, that's why you and I, even though every week we come and confess our sins, is because, I'm sad to say, we continue to sin against each other. But also, it's not sin against each other. we also sin against God. And so now it is my honor to announce that God accepts you as you believe. I serve God's holy word with you. And our Lord Jesus Christ, he commands me that I do what? That I announce that he forgives all of your sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God forgives all of your sins, and your sins are forgiven. Amen. Amen. Now all of you at that time you should all be doing what inside? You should all be going, oh, yeah! See, that's why you and I came here. Because you, Dylan, you're old, 14 now. You're going to stop making mistakes from now on, right? Well, will you stop making mistakes from now on? No! Well, that's why, thank God, you and I get to come here. And we confess our sins, but he always forgives our sins. Why? So that we now can share that forgiveness with each other. Let's continue. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Help us to live as your people. Come, live in our hearts. Join together and pray with me. Thank you, Jesus. You open our hearts and our minds. Send your Holy Spirit to guide us. Make new our faith and love. In your holy name, amen. And now with the Apostles' Creed, if you want to announce the same with Dylan and confess your faith together, this is the same faith that you have been studying and learning now for 14 years, and we had confessed it together. So I'm going to ask you, do you believe in God the Father Almighty? Say yes. And you guys join with me as he says this. Yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty. God made heaven and earth. And do you believe in Jesus Christ? Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. Jesus received a body through the Holy Spirit, born from the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, ruler. Jesus became crucified, died, and buried. Jesus descended into hell to announce the victory. On the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus ascended into heaven, and Jesus rules with God the Father Almighty. From heaven, Christ will come to judge the living and the dead people. And do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, my fellowship with holy people, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life forever. Amen. Now, as we did that confession for the other people and the family, you'll notice in the creed maybe a little bit different. One of the things in there, it talks about that Jesus did what? He descended into hell. Why? Yeah, to announce victory. And we add that because often when we teach, people think when we say Jesus descended into hell, that means Jesus stayed there for 3 days and he suffered. No. And so that's why we put in there that Jesus descended into hell. Why? To announce victory. We should add a question. Okay. All right. Here's one thing we do is we try and go a little bit deeper. So when Jesus died on the cross, all right, when he died, where did Jesus go? Did he go to heaven or did he go to hell? Which one? Where did he go first? See, often people, when you ask them, they will say, Jesus went to hell. But Dylan said, when I asked, where did Jesus go? He said, Heaven. Yeah. And why is because, remember when Jesus said to the thief on the cross, he said, when will you be with me in heaven? Today you're going to be with me in heaven. And Jesus' last words on the cross, he said, Father, into your hands I give my spirit. And so when Jesus died, he went up to heaven first. And then sometime between those 3 days, he went down to hell to announce his victory. We don't know exactly when. And so that's why we put that in there, so we can explain to people. The same when you go down and you say, Jesus rules with God the Father Almighty. Most times for hearing people, we will say what? Jesus sits at the right hand of God the Father. And so do you know what deaf people always think? Yeah, that Jesus is sitting over here and the Father is sitting over here. Is that really the picture? No, it just means Jesus has the authority to do the Father's will. And so that's why when we sign it, we sign Jesus rules with God the Father. Not that he's sitting next to him. Because that's confusing. The deaf people think, oh, it means there's two people. No, one. All right. Yeah, one. Very good. See? And so that's some of the ways that we teach our deaf people to help understand and make it clear. And so that's why we said the creed that way. All right, now, the next, we're going to go with the readings for today. And we're going to do a little bit different here also, because if you look at the Old Testament reading, it's from Ezekiel, all right? And you see how long it is? Yeah. This is. Oh, they're sitting up here saying it's long, and they added that word is boring. What do you mean? God's word is boring. Oh. Well, unfortunately, if you were looking at this and you were signing it, it becomes just words. And so what we have to do is we have to take those and make it into a picture. And so now I'm going to see. I want you to take this home. Well, how many of you read this verse before you came? Not yet? Okay. Well, that's fine. Okay. You don't have to, but when you go home, read the whole thing for yourself. But what we do is we teach it in the story. So for this is Ezekiel chapter 34. It says, God says, I will take care of my sheep. My sheep? My people, they are scattered all over. And I am going to go and I am going to gather together my sheep. I will take care of them and comfort them. But we have a problem, okay? Because we have some skinny and hurt sheep and we have some fat sheep. And those fat sheep, what have they been doing with the skinny sheep? They've been bullying them. Yeah, they've been butting them with their horns and they've been pushing them out of the way. And God says, I'm going to do what? Those skinny sheep that are hurting, I'm going to help take care of them. I'm going to help and heal them. Those fat sheep, what am I going to do with them? I'm going to whack them. Yes, because the sheep are supposed to do what with each other? The sheep are supposed to help and take care of each other. And God says, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to come and help take care of my sheep, and I want them now to help and care for each other. Woo! So what do you think? Was that pretty easy? That's the way we would summarize it into a story. So now, if I would ask Dylan to sign all of this, could he memorize all of this? How many of you could memorize all of this? Yeah, okay. What about the story I just recently told you? Could you guys tell it to me again? Maybe? I hope so. And so that's another way that we teach Dylan and we teach our deaf people, so that they know these stories and they can sign it. Because we want them to be able to what? Not just to learn it for themselves, but be able to learn it and then share it out with other people. All right. Ooh. So now I should ask one of the elders to come up and say that story again, right? We should test them out, shouldn't we? Yeah! We'll be gentle today. We'll be gentle. We will, okay? But I will tell you what, though. When we're in deaf church and we sign those stories, guess what we do? We do. We look at some of our deaf and we say, and they come up and they will sign the story. Yeah, and so they will review it. And then, of course, if they say something wrong, what will we do? We'll laugh at them, right? No, you encourage them and say, good job, and we help each other. Have you ever practiced that in church? Have you ever done that? No, you haven't, have you? Well, that's the way we do it in deaf church. Wow, today after church, you're going to, you full experience, right? Yeah. Well, let's go down to the epistle reading for today. And this one, this is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And this talks about that Christ has been raised from the dead. All right? And so the same thing. So you have Christ. He died and he rose from the dead. All right? Why did he die? And this is verse 22. If you read this, it says, because of Adam, all people die. And so now, because of Christ, all people are made alive. So there, why? Christ was the first one who rose from the dead. And now, he sits and rules with God the Father Almighty. And the end will come. And he will come and destroy all powers and authority. And he will reign over everything. Now, the last thing, he will destroy death. Why? Because the Bible says everything is under his control. And Jesus will rule with God the Father Almighty, and they will rule together. So, we're going to ask Dylan later on why his faith is so important. Why is your faith important? Why? Why is his faith so important? His answer was what? So that he can... What do you think that is? He can go to heaven. You got it. And that's exactly why this promise is so important. Because in there, Christ rose from the dead. Why? To show you and I will rise from the dead and go to heaven. We will. Now, the last reading for today is from Matthew chapter 25. Now, normally for hearing people, what do? They stand up for the gospel. If you come to deaf church, we never stand up. We always sit down for the whole worship. Do you know why? Because if you're sitting down, you can see everything. When you stand up, the person behind you can't see the signing. And so if you come to deaf church, we will sit down for the whole worship. But we're in the hearing church, so you guys can rise for the gospel, okay? So from Matthew chapter 25, which is also the verse we'll be using this afternoon, Jesus is talking and he's teaching. And he says, the Son of Man will come in his glory and all the angels, and he will sit with glory on his throne, and all the nations will be gathered together. And Jesus will do what? He will separate the sheep and the goats. And the sheep will be on his right, and the goats will be on the left. And the King, Jesus, he will say to the people, The Father bless you. Come and welcome to His kingdom prepared for you. Because I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you invited me to come in. I needed clothes and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you came to visit with me. And then the people over there, the sheep, they were going to say, Lord, when did we do this? When did we see you hungry or thirsty or sick or have no clothes or a stranger or in prison? When did we see you? And Jesus will answer and say, anytime you did that, you helped someone, you did the same to me. And then he looks at the goats on the right and he says, you are cursed. Go away from me into the fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, you gave me nothing. I was sick and in prison, and you did not take care of me. And those people answered and said, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or not help you or a stranger or you needed clothes or sick and we did not help you? When? And Jesus will answer, I tell you the truth. When you did not take care of those people in need, even though they were not important, the same, you did not do it for me. Ooh, and then they will go away to punishment forever, which those who have obeyed him will go to life forever. Ooh, here ends the gospel. That's an awesome story, right? That should be really a scary story. Yeah, that's an awesomely scary story. It really is. All right. Well, now, you may be seated. And we're going to continue with our next hymn, which I hope all of you know. It's called Jesus Loves Me. And so if you know this one, I want you to sign it with Becky. Becky's going to sign it for today, okay? Let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks for your word. We give you thanks for your promises of life forever. Bless us today. Give us that promise again. Renew in us that faith, that trust in you. And Lord, continue to give us that promise that you have a home prepared for us. We ask all these things in your holy name. Amen. Well, Dylan, today, yes. You get to join here, and you get to have Lord's Supper today. Yeah! Are you ready? Yes. Now, you've been studying with Becky for how many years now? 10 years. That means you now You have memorized everything in here, right? Have you memorized everything? No! But you've been studying for 10 years. You should know everything now, right? Right. Well, I think to be fair, we should ask them, how many of them have memorized everything in here? No, not yet. Well, see, you are in here today, not as most people think of, that you are here for graduation. No, you're not. You are here for confirmation, which means you understand God's promises to you, and you are saying, yes, I believe the same as these people. I confirm my faith. So now, I want to ask you some questions, okay? Are you willing to come up here? Okay? All right. Okay. Come on up. Yeah, come on up. All right. So now, I want to know, what's your favorite Bible story? So my favorite story is Jesus, when the Virgin Mary, after Jesus was conceived, and Elizabeth came, and Elizabeth was also pregnant, and the baby jumped when they met each other. John knew Jesus, and when John the Baptizer in Elizabeth's stomach, when they met, John jumped. And then also when God told Joseph and Mary to go to Bethlehem, and the baby Jesus was born and laid in the manger, and then the star shone down, and the shepherds were out there, and they saw the angels, and the angels came down and told them, the shepherds, you go to Bethlehem. And so the shepherds went to Bethlehem, and they went in, and they saw Jesus there, and the star that shone down upon Jesus. Oh, and the Holy Spirit and the Father and the Son all together were there, three in one in Jesus. And Jesus grew up, and Jesus went with the disciples. There were three main ones that came with Jesus, and the soldiers came and they arrested Jesus and they crucified him, and Jesus died and they wrapped him up and he was buried and put in the tomb for 3 days, and he did go to hell, but then Jesus arose and the tomb was opened and the soldiers were scared, and Jesus came out and he ascended up into heaven. And his friend said, where is Jesus? And the angels told the disciples that Jesus has gone ahead of them and that Jesus will come to the friends. And then Jesus came and they were excited and they hugged Jesus. Awesome! Wow! So that's his favorite story. Wow! Okay? Now, I love this because right now we finish Thanksgiving, right? And what happens next in the church year is Christmas. Yeah, is Christmas. And so now you know the story of Christmas and of Easter and Holy Week. Yeah, so Dylan put them all together for us, which really, you and I, that is the summary of the creed. Because the creed, that's what we talk about Jesus and what he did for us. And so why is that important? Why is your faith important for you? Why? Oh, so you get to go to heaven. Really? Oh, okay. So that's in the future. You get to go to heaven. Are you excited for that? Yeah. See, we talk about heaven because you never know. You never know when it's going to happen that you and I, although we won't die for a long time, right? Yeah! Hopefully. Oh, hopefully Jesus will come first. Oh, I'm right there with you. Yeah. But that's why you have been preparing Dylan not to be confirmed in this church. You have been preparing Dylan to meet Jesus. And so that, you got to realize, your job here and what Becky's been doing is not just preparing for this day right here where he gets to have this nice white robe and come up and give Lord's Supper. No, you have been preparing him for that day, just like in that story, when Jesus is going to come and judge everyone and everything. And do you want to be sitting on the right with the sheep or the left with the goats? Which one? Yeah! With the right with the sheep or the left with the goats? Which one? Yeah! The right with the sheep. Exactly, yeah. And you know that's really sad, because in that story, it talks about you and I get to go to heaven. That's awesome. But it also says in that story, there's a whole group of people that ain't going to be in heaven with us. And so that's why also you have been teaching Dylan. And that's why I thank God for Becky also, because you realize now that we don't have many deaf pastors in our church. And so what do we have to do is we have to train people to be able to take over and teach. And I love it, because talking with Dylan, so you have faith now. What are you going to do with your faith in the future? What are you going to do? What do you want to do with your faith? So I want to become a leader for Jesus. I want to teach people. So just like Becky's been teaching me, she helped me and taught me when I raised up. Then now I also, when I graduate after high school, I want to go and teach deaf children, and I want to lead about Jesus. Wow! Isn't that cool? Yeah! And so see, that's really what you and I are preparing each other for. It's not only that you and I get to sit and we get to accept and believe in Jesus, that's all. But we get to not only believe his word and it comes into us, but we get now to share that word with each other. And I love it that Dylan is already thinking about that. Because most people, when they come to confirmation, what are they thinking? I'm done. Yeah, this is the end for me. I get Lord's Supper. I'm fine from now on. But he's already thinking and knowing, I'm going to continue studying and learning, because I don't want those deaf people to go to hell. I want them to go to heaven with me. And so I'm proud of you. That is fantastic. Wow. So that means your job is not finished. Do you realize that? A lot of churches think, they're confirmed. Our job is finished now. Our work is finished. No, your work is still ongoing, because how many of you are still going to pray for him? I hope your answer is yes. Yeah. How many of you are going to still support his teaching and learning so that he can go out? I mean, wouldn't that be cool if now, so what grade are you now? Eighth grade. So in 4 years, you graduate high school, and then you practice. Wouldn't it be awesome if in 10 years we came here again and we ordained you as a pastor? Wow! Wouldn't that be really cool? See? And so that's why your job is not finished. Is we want to continue supporting him and training, working with him. Because I don't know if you remember, but 98% of deaf people don't believe in Jesus. So when you talk about how many sheep over here, if you got 100 deaf people, you talk about 2 sheep over here and how many goats over there? 98. That doesn't sound good to me. And so that's why we need to encourage Becky, and thank God she's going to be installed today as a deaconess. Did you think 10 years ago when you started teaching him you would become a deaconess? No, yeah. And see, you never know where God's going to lead us, okay? And it's not only deaf people, but I understand some churches don't have pastors. Is that true? Yeah, and so a lot of members of hearing churches, they pick some of the people from the church. That's why we use EIIT, the Ethnic Immigrant Institute of Theology, because it's English as a second language. But there's also SMP, which is Specific Ministry Pastor, that a lot of the hearing churches, they have members who study to become pastors for their churches because we don't have enough. And so I would encourage you, not only for the deaf, but for the hearing. So I'm curious, I should ask that. Do you know anyone here who could study to become a pastor? Okay. Well, yeah, but what about one of the hearing guys? Yeah, see, now Becky, when she started, she talked with me a lot because she was this. Right? I don't know about studying that and everything, but so if in the future if you study to become a pastor, will you be scared? No! Wow! Good for you! Yeah, we're gonna have to talk about that, yeah. Oh, you're gonna be brave and teach. Well, what if people get mad at you? Are you still gonna teach them? Oh, you're gonna add more and teach more hours. Wow. Oh, that is good for you. Wow. See this? Wow. I think he is the best example for everyone, okay? I think we'll just stop with the sermon right there. That's enough, okay? Just watch and learn here what God's done in the last 10 years. And do likewise, okay? Because that's what it's really about. You and I have children like these youngin right here that are studying and learning, and the ones back there who are studying and learning. And that's our job, is to teach them so they will grow up the same. But it's not only about them, it's about who else? It's about all the other people out there who are adults or senior citizens that you and I can help. So when you go and teach, I don't only want you to teach the children, but I want you to teach the adults. And all the way up, yeah, okay. Only the children? Oh, first the children in Bible study, and then they become confirmed also, and then they can come. Oh, yeah, oh, so they can come and help you, so you will help train them to become disciples with you? Ooh, that's a good idea. Wow. Oh, yeah. So God gives me, and then I will study with them. Yep. And they will, yeah. Okay, we'll study with them before graduation. We'll keep teaching them, and they'll grow up, and they will study. Yeah. About eighth grade, about that. You know, we can teach them. And then they can come and they will become confirmed also. I don't know how often we'll meet, but we will help them to become confirmed also. Wow. Only the children though, or the adults also? What if there's some adults that want to come and study with you? Will you accept them? Will you? Now you're scared. I got it. Children are much easier, right? You start with the children first. Yeah. The adults are scary, right? Yes. I would agree with you. Yeah. See now, but that's what God is calling us to do. You are very right. Well, I think then today we should join together in prayer, and then I think we should confirm you today. Are you ready for that? Yeah? Okay. Well then I also want to ask you. He has professed his faith. And he has been willing to become confirmed into the Lutheran church here. Are you also willing to accept him to continue supporting Dylan, praying for him, teaching him, and helping him so that to see where God guides him, that he can teach more deaf people. Are you willing to accept that responsibility also? Are you willing? Then say yes with God's help. Whoa. Okay. So let's join together in prayer. Now we're going to do prayer since I don't know you. I'm going to start off with prayers. And if you have a prayer, you can raise your hand and we'll add prayers. Okay? So let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks because you have called us as your children. You have put your name on us. And now because we are your children, we get to come before your throne and bring to you our prayers and our thanks. Please, Lord, hear our prayers as we bring them before your throne. Let's start over here. Do you have any prayers would you like to add today? Do you have anybody have any prayers that they have for today? Yes, back there. So for what? I can't hear so good. So Joni, you have to sign for me. For your children. Ah, for your two babies. Okay, all right. So we'll pray for your children. I will pray for the other children that are here. And please copy with me, all right, and say, Lord, hear our prayer, all right? Any other prayers that you have for today? Any other prayers you have for today? Yes? No?
Okay. Did one come home missing?
Yes, he just came home, but they had to take her back to hospital yesterday, but she's back home.
Was that one or both of them?
Or did mom went? Who went to the hospital?
One of the babies.
Okay, and please copy with me. Go, Lord, hear our prayer. All right. Any other prayers that you guys have for today? Any other prayers for today? Yes. First one, I want to pray for my husband, Mark. Yeah, he's been golfing a lot lately, so I pray for him after working a lot. And thankfully, I want to thank God for Emily and so for her future. Pray God would bless her as she continues studying. And I thank God for giving me the strength and the Holy Spirit for 10 years that Dylan and I have been working together. I thank you, God, for everything. All right. Please copy. Lord, attend our prayer. You have a prayer? Okay. I want to pray for Cassie and for her twins and the babies. That they would become baptized also. You know, I pray for her. All right, cool. Awesome. Yeah. They say what? Oh, wow. Congratulations. Oh, cool. Fantastic. All right. Cool. Well, then, Lord, attend our prayer. All right. And I did have, yes.
We need to pray for our friend Cynthia Schultz, who had a stroke.
And what was her first name?
Cynthia.
Cynthia. Okay. We'll pray for Cynthia, who had a stroke on Thursday. We'll pray for her. All right? Please copy. Lord, attend our prayer. Okay? And Peggy, you have a prayer?
Thankful for Becky and for her accomplishment and her becoming a deaconess today.
Amen. All right. Copy with me. Lord, attend our prayer. All right? And one of the ladies wasn't here because of a root canal. Who is that?
That's my wife, Susan.
That's your wife?
Yes.
Susie, so pray for her recovery from the root canal, that she would get well and be able to come with us soon. And the pain would go away, right?
Right.
Yeah, help the medicine to work. All right? All right? Lord, attend our prayer. Any other prayers that you have for today? No? Well, then let's... Oh, yes. Fantastic. Yeah, we need to pray for peace. Yes, yes, yes. I agree. All right. Lord, at hand, I want to pray. Did you have a prayer today? Yes. Amen, amen, amen. Just like in that story, right? When we're hungry and thirsty, that people would help each other and give them food and clothes. And yes, yes, awesome. Please copy. Lord, attend our prayer. Awesome. Yes, one more.
Pray for your family and the loss of your name.
Thank you. Yeah, I thank God she was a strong Christian and she went to heaven, so... Yes, yes, yes. So copy. Lord, attend our prayer. Any other prayers that you have for today? No? Well, let's join together in our prayers in the one that Jesus taught us. Now, I'm going to sign it the way it's there, but I'll voice it the way you guys are used to, okay? So please copy with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, because yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I think you guys already gave your gifts in the back, right? So we'll bring our gifts, and then we'll join together in saying. So while he's holding it, please join with me and sign. Father, accept these gifts from our labors. We offer them the same as we offer ourselves to you. Please accept our gifts through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Could you hold these for me? Just hold them. That's good. Yeah. Now you and I get to join together with all the hosts in heaven as we celebrate the Lord's Supper together. You know what happened on the night that Judas betrayed Jesus. Jesus took bread. He gave thanks. And he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat, for this is my body. Do this to to remember me. After the aid, Jesus took the cup. He gave thanks. And he gave it to them and he said, drink all of you, for this is the new promise of my blood shed to forgive your sins. Do this to remember me. And so now you and I come and eat and drink his true body and blood that was given and shed. Why? To forgive your sins. Welcome to his table. And so I'm new here, so I don't know all of you. And so if you are a member or if you've received Lord's Supper before, then we're coming up. If you are just visiting and you haven't yet, you don't know, just come up and cross your hands. And when you come up, I will give you a blessing. Okay? So that way I will know who can come up and so forth. Does that sound good? Okay. And then you can explain. For the people, how does it normally happen? Do you want to start in the back?
Well, normally, if you like, I'll commune you.
Right? Okay. Okay, and then we'll go. Okay, yeah. All right.
Welcome to the Lord's.
That stay here. Now, I like to, though, go around and say, may the Lord bless that faith he has put in you. May it continue to grow strong today. And I'm going to reach between you until life everlasting. Amen. I may the Lord bless that faith. May it continue to go strong this day and forever and ever. Amen. I have an off the point question today, okay? When do you start praying for babies? Yeah, from the moment you find out a woman is pregnant, I hope you are already praying for those babies, that God will put the Holy Spirit into those babies, that he will give them faith. So that's already there, so that when they are inside and they are born, you know he is already there, all right? But then, our deaf people ask me, well then, if the Holy Spirit's already there, why do we have him baptized? Well, what's the answer? Okay, let me give you another question. Our deaf people ask me. We started off worship today, right? And I said Jesus forgave all of your sins, right? So why did you come up to the Lord's Supper for? We already forgave your sins. Why did you come up to the Lord's Supper? What for? Because why? Affirmation? Okay, our deaf people have a hard time with this. They're like, we already forgave sins. Why do more? I mean, what for? So here's my, I need a husband and wife. Who's a good example of a husband and wife here? Who's our husbands and wives? Who are they? You guys, okay, we're going to use you as an example. Okay, so I don't know them. Well, you guys, okay. So, and this is hard because I'm going to give you homework, okay? For the next 6 months, you can't touch each other. You can't kiss. You can't hug. Nothing for 6 months. Would you accept? No! But she can say, I love you. I love you all the time. You can see each other and you can say, I love you, okay? You just can't touch or hug or kiss, okay? What do you think his answer is? No. Well, you see, that's the idea. When you and I came, Jesus said, I love you. I forgive you. But I'll tell you what. When you come up here and his true body and blood, he comes into us and he gives you a hug and says, you are mine. Which do you want? Do you only want the words or do you want the touch? Which? I want both, yeah! I want both, yeah! And that's it. And that's why God knew He would listen to us in His Word and put His Holy Spirit in that baby. But He wants us to come up here so you and I can see that touch, that He touches this child, and you and I can see that child is mine. And when you come up here to the Lord's Supper, you and I know He welcomes us, and you and I are His. That's how we explain it for our deaf people. It's not only words, but it's also His touch to us. So now, we have to do one more thing today. We want to invite, she's eager for this, okay? We want to invite the elders to come up, and we're going to put the stole on Dylan and officially lay hands and confirm him. So come on up. And so Paul talks about this. He says the elders come and they lay hands on his people and they pray for his people. And so we are going to do that today for you. We are going to put hands on you and then we are going to pray for you. So gentlemen and Becky, Lord God, thank you that you have called Dylan as your child in baptism. Thank you for that faith that you've put into him. Please, Lord, continue to bless that faith that will grow strong. And Lord, thank you for all the people you put in his life to help support and encourage him. Please continue to send people that they will encourage his faith, support him, and also, Lord, guide and correct him when necessary. Lord, thank you for your word and all of your promises. Continue to bless all of us so we may stand strong here in this world. And people will know you through us. We ask all these things in your holy name, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, today and forever. Amen. And so today, we put this on you. And this is for what? To remember this, the same, to remember that He has given you His work to do here in this world. He has given us this responsibility to show to the world that Jesus loves them and forgives them. And so we pray God will continue that your faith will be strong, that you will continue teaching and sharing His love with everybody. And that someday, you and I get to celebrate together where? In heaven. We ask all these things in His holy name. Amen. Amen. And gentlemen, you had some things you wanted to share also? And Joni, will she sign for? I'll sign up here if you'll sign there.
With a Bible, and also we want to give you your confirmation certificate.
Now I'm going to have you come up here. Okay, come up here. Yeah, come up here. So we have asked Dylan what his favorite verse is. And so he has picked out his favorite verse for confirmation. And his favorite verse is what? It is John chapter 3, verse 16. All right? And it says what? So ready? It says, God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. Everyone who believes in Him will not die, but will live forever. Amen. Woo! And so that will be your confirmation verse from John 3:16. We pray God will continue to guide you and that His Word will continue to inspire you to follow Him. All right? Gentlemen, anything else that you would like to do for today? No? Okay, so then now we can eat, drink, and have fun. Okay, all right. Oh, okay. Becky would like to share. Becky would like to share a little bit about the cross that Dylan has. Okay.
Yesterday, three of us, we're Kathy and Megan, we here. We call. It's called a pre-confirmation. So we practice it here. You remember Pastor Ray, Peggy Hutchman? He's the one to baptize him when he was a baby. So while he was growing up in this church, Pastor Ray already wore this cross. So this is a very special gift from Pastor Ray that he's not to be here, but he wants to give me the hair cross for Dylan because he's a special child.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay?
And now we continue with the close of the service as printed. So we remember Jesus' death and resurrection. We live because Jesus lives with us. Oh, wait. That's the people part. I'm used to saying that. Next up, repeat, okay? So Jesus walked among us, a man on our earth, in this world of trouble. And he commands us to remember his death. Why? Because his death gives us life. And he commands us to wait for him until he comes again with glory. Amen. Jesus died and resurrection. We live because Jesus lives with us. We wait until Jesus will come again in glory. And now our hearts rejoice. We rejoice in Jesus our Lord. We give thanks for His glory. We rejoice because Jesus is with us. And now His blessing. May the grace from our Lord Jesus Christ, the love from God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you today and always. Amen. We close with our closing song, Take My Life and Let It Be.